The only thing I can say to you here tonight is, Donald Trump, yeah!
It has happened, people. It has happened. There is no more President Trump. Well, he's still in the White House till January, but there is no more President Trump.
In
the great words of Nipsey and what's the fucking guy's name? YG. Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. Hey, fuck Donald Trump.
So it has happened. The impossible has happened. And we are up to episode 25. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to Talks with Dutch and Link. And yeah, 25. And we're back. So
we're not a news network. We just want to say, fuck you, Donald Trump.
We're not politicians.
Congratulations, Joe Biden, real quick. Come out of the job.
Hold on, man. Let me hit the introductions to the show. Then you get into this shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's all we're going to do.
Fuck you, bitch.
Welcome,
everybody. Talks to Dutch and Link. It's your boy, the CEO of the streets. The bully with the beat. The man that y'all cannot defeat. Fuck a quarantine. Fuck Donald Trump. And fuck a corona. It's your boy. Talk to me nice.
I like corona, especially
violent. And you know who we got? We got the Savage One from all you motherfucking savages. You raised by this motherfucker. And he is...
You know what it is. It's your boy, Link, a.k.a. the Savage One, a.k.a. Never No Filter, a.k.a. I don't do fake Facebook posts, because I don't even do that. Shot five in the beginning. You know what time it is. I don't like that shit. You blame me, you blame yourself. No filter. I got the bullet on my back all day, nigga. I'm like Martin Luther King. I'm like, it's not today. I'm like, it's not tomorrow. But I had no fear, because I walk with nobody.
Yeah.
I have a dream. My dream is,
don't
fuck with me.
Wait a minute.
Have a good day. Have a good night. And you definitely not saying the night. I'm rhyming. I'm dying. I'm killing. No cowardice. 2 weeks later, I'm in high ears. I come with the punches. I'm like Roy Jones on this bitch.
Roy Jones.
Combo. You going to the floor, baby.
Roy Jones
follow. You know what I'm saying?
All right, listen. And you know what we got? We have the tech man himself, Mr. I Know It All. He came from my nutsack. Mr. Espa, no sir.
Sound guy, tech guy, Mr. Know It All, Mr. Facts, Dan Man, Danny Espinoza. The E is silent,
and the Z is silent. We gotta get that right.
So welcome back, everybody. We are back. It's been 2 weeks. Felt like it was a month. I felt like it was a month. It really did.
Yeah,
so long fucking week.
It's been a long quarantine.
You know what's been? You know why it's been long? It's because I didn't vote. I'm going to be 100% people, so don't get mad at me. I didn't vote because I don't vote. That's it. Right? And a lot of people in my family and my household voted. And this shit was very intense towards them. Not me. Because I didn't give a fuck who won, really. Because really, what it's going to do for me really is nothing, because I work for myself. I don't really balance anything. I don't worry about what's going on. One is racist. One used to be racist, but he's not a racist. Like, you know, it goes both ways. They both still white, you know? It's not helping me out. I'm not white.
Old white man,
you know?
One got Alzheimer's, one doesn't.
So I didn't vote, but the intensity in my house was ridiculous. I'm talking about from election day down. People couldn't sleep. People kept me up. Fucking everywhere I went, you saw it on Channel 12, you saw it on Channel 4, 2, 5, fucking Discovery Channel, whatever you fucking saw, you saw it everywhere.
The election results felt like Jay's timeline worrying about which hole's gonna give it.
You know, well, no, the election votes remind me of when Link, we had, what was it? I'm trying to remember exactly which hole was which chick he was banging at the time back in the day from different bury, you know. So we had like, okay, Link bangs.
So we had like a poll debate. Like,
yeah,
you know, Brooklyn was leading for a while.
Uh-huh. Brooklyn, you know, definitely Brooklyn was dominating. There.
You know, we saw a lot of Democratic takeover. You know, we saw a change. We saw 80% coming in strong from the Brooklyn side. Then we went Bronx for a minute.
Yeah.
So we're still local. You know what I'm saying? We saw people increasing.
All right.
You know, traditionally, you know, Bronx been kind of neutral. Then we went to Manhattan. We saw a predominantly Republican area. But, you know, I can't even sweep dick. I swooped it in there. I swanged it. And I made that shit blue like a motherfucker. Yo! I don't mean blue balls.
He just said blue. He just said blue.
I turned it blue.
He means black and blue.
You know what I'm saying? The only borough I didn't really take over was Staten Island. I don't count.
What about Manhattan?
You know what I'm saying? Manhattan was fine.
Queens?
I left Queens alone.
Yeah, you didn't go to Queens.
I left Queens alone for a while. I kind of went up there a couple times. I tried to do a little campaign.
Oh, yeah. Remember that time.
Those campaigns don't work well.
The campaign did everything go well, you know?
I came back to my senses.
Uh-huh.
I left Queens alone.
Okay.
You know, I was like the British. You know, I tried to conquer everything. I couldn't win. I left it alone. You know what I'm saying?
And so, damn it.
You went to Russia in the winter.
Yes.
So, Mr. Espinosa.
I overestimated myself.
So, Mr. Espinosa, being a 15-year-old kid in this generation, seeing what's going on in the world, what's your input of this election?
A lot of my friends, surprisingly, were actually like invested in the election.
They really were.
Yeah.
The future generation was very into the election this year.
Yes. And granted, all of my the group chat I was in with all my friends. I'll say a solid 90% of my friends are minorities, right?
You have a white friend?
I have a lot, yes.
From where? Oh, Archie's white. Archie's, but Archie's not white.
He's not. He doesn't live in America. Though.
He don't live in America. He's in London.
He's English.
He's English. He's an English guy. You know, he's a Brit. He's a Brit.
He's a tea biscuit.
Tea biscuit. Okay. Oh, you do have white friends?
Yeah,
I didn't know you had white friends.
Yeah.
Where you met these white kids at?
Group chats on Instagram, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Not a school wife.
No,
cool.
He gave you good credit.
White friends are good to have. Black friends, Spanish friends are good to have.
You're in jail, they might blow you out.
Yeah, like, you know. But, okay. So I want to give one shout out to one of your friends, my man Joel, the Mexican Dominican. You know what I'm saying? He was definitely going with Biden because you know he was definitely going with Biden.
Shout out to Joel because now you come out in the cage.
You can definitely get out of that cage in the cage. Shout out to my little nigga Dora.
Shout out to
my nigga Dora.
Secure across the border, the boat for Biden. Thank you. Thank you.
But,
all people back in service.
Wait a minute. So. Back to the generation. So you're telling me your generation was going, a lot of them was going for Biden?
Yes, a lot of them were going for Biden.
But the white friends weren't?
No, actually, they were going for Biden too.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, one of them didn't really care about the other.
That's me.
Like, listen, lesser two evils. Like,
yeah.
I don't want either one of them. I agree with you on that. Like, when I went to vote early access Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
There was nobody in my community center. And they were telling me, when I walked in, deadass, it was like they were happy to see me. They're like, you're here to vote? Oh my God, you want to try a free cookie?
Oh, I don't know about that.
People weren't voting in my area.
They weren't in the Bronx, not voting?
I just wanted to live my blue. They actually does it every time. And yeah. Like, no, nobody would give a fuck about it. And they felt like, end of the day, they both full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But no one wanted Trump to win. They just didn't care about the voting part.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I went in and I just voted for blood sugar. Listen, I look at it like this. If the old man dies, I got a younger woman who has some potential.
Yes.
You know, right. I can see her giving him some curry goat, poisoning it, he eats it, he dies. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended to my enemies out there. Okay? I'm sorry. You know, I like your
so back to Dan, because you always go somewhere else. So you're saying the generation was really into the election, really into this election.
They just wanted Trump out, honestly.
Everybody wanted Trump
out. I think it was more about his character. Like if you shut the fuck up and just did his job, he might have had a chance.
Yeah, listen. They said he helped the economy. They said he did a lot of things. Trump did.
He did some work.
But he's racist. The racist things were killing him.
I like that he brought back jobs to America. I give him that. We're too dependent on exporting.
Okay.
And importing, I mean.
Okay.
We are.
All right.
And he worked on tax laws and shit. But the problem is, you don't know how to deal with racial tensions.
No, you go on Twitter like a bitch.
You do Twitter bullshit.
Yeah.
You talk to other countries like, they ain't shit. Yes, they are. Okay? Let's not get too cocky.
They'll blow the fuck out of the ocean.
Right? You know what I'm saying? And you gotta learn how to shut the fuck up. Like, you go to Arizona, dominated Republican state. You made fun of John McCain, who passed away. That was their home senator for many years. He lost Obama. Why would you shit on his name knowing you need that state? So what they did, they were like, oh, you know what? Fuck this nigga. This time we're going to vote for the other guy.
The Democrat.
And he was like, wait a minute. What's going on? And look what happened.
Now well, listen. Lost. It's Kane.
He lost
it's
Georgia.
Saul, it's Conker. Saturday, we got a new president.
Yes.
Joe Biden's our new president. Joseph Biden is our president.
Shout out to Alzheimer's.
Wait a minute. And we have a first ever vice president woman, first woman, first black, first Indian American, and biracial.
Yo,
so
all I know is, yo, at the White House tonight, they're going to be having KFC, Curry Goat. What kind of shit? Man, it'll be amazing.
Wait,
I was excited tonight.
Listen,
I feel bad for the chef at the White House.
January.
I'm just saying, like, you gotta have to make Uncle Ben rice.
Wait a minute.
You have to make some ugly potato salad with raisins in it, because, you know, mine is white, so they always fuck up the potato salad.
They put raisins in potato salad.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's weird. White people are good at one thing: pressing the order button. That's it.
Wait a minute. So we got that done. Election day is over. We're done off of that shit. I don't even know what to say about that shit. That shit just like got me crazy with that one. But we have gone from a Cheeto now to a blind, because he's blind. He's
blind. We're from a Cheeto to an expired onion dip chip.
Wait a minute.
You know when you open an onion dip and it's mad expired, it's all like that coochie, like that bad.
What?
Like, you know this shit is bad, but you still smell it because you want to make sure it's not too expired yet?
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong one.
I do that all the time. I go to the fridge and be like, if it smells good, I'm eating it. I'm sorry. If it smells funny, I might lick it on the top, make sure it's all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm a licorice smeller kind of different guy.
Can't do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't do it with him. I can't do it with
him. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why we have the show anymore. I really don't.
What? What?
Hey, so listen, you have to go kick me out. It could be called the Dutch and Dan show, the D&D show.
Wait a minute.
Not because we're Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm going to say that sounds like Dungeons and Dragons. D&D
show.
So
two D's in a cup.
We got that. God. Wait a minute. What?
What?
So
right, mate.
We got a new president. We thought we was going to have to wait until next week for it, but we got it this week.
It's like a PS5. It's like a PS5.
PS5 comes out next week.
PS5 pre-order. You know what's gonna happen? You know, you might get it. You might not. That was 4 days of watching the news. You know who's gonna win? I mean, at one point, Trump was winning, and then Xbox was like, "We got Xbox One. Like, nobody wants that shit." Okay,
so
Trump was like, "Xbox Series X. Nobody wants that shit." Okay, people wanted PS5s. Okay,
so
I want Xbox Series X out of veins.
So we got that
people
coming.
People buy the Xbox Series X to use as a stand for the PS5.
People use the Xbox Series X as a refrigerator cooler to keep the PS5 cool. It's a heat deflector. That's why it's black plastic. Blacks are the flames.
Seven. Wait a minute, guys. We're going ahead.
I don't think
we need to bring it back down. Relax a little bit. We need to breathe.
No, we need to breathe. That's how it is. Free country.
So we got bad news. You know, we lost a great host, Alex Trebek from Jeopardy, passed away today.
I'm gonna silence him.
He was 80 years old.
That was a good guy.
And
I'm gonna say,
Jeopardy will never be the same.
Hey, can you say his death was Jeopardy? Too soon? Well, hey, how do you die twice? I mean, what do you call double death for Jeopardy?
Shut up. Cut his mic. So,
what is O and A? You have three letters. You got P-A-N, pancreatic cancer. No? Too soon?
Jesus Christ.
Drop it. That's it.
Yo.
So, today, the Giants finally won a game.
Yeah, shout out
to the Giants for winning the game.
Yes, it's still 2-7. Wow.
Wow. But they beat a person in their own division.
They beat a team in division. Yeah. A team with no numbers and no name.
And no name.
The Washington High School football team. they beat the local high school team in Washington.
So, COVID-free. Link and I, we went to
a
family get together with
Will.
Our boy Will.
Good guy.
Will Powell. Shout out to his daughter. Happy birthday.
Sophia.
It was his sister's birthday too. His older sister's birthday. So we had a good time. You know, it's been the reason I'm bringing it up is because it's COVID and we went to a party and we haven't done that for a while. And it wasn't a big party. It was like 4 or 5 people.
What I know the party was is that there's no pressure involved.
Yeah.
You know, the commute was long. And we had to turn around, and we felt friendly. It was a friendly event.
It was definitely a friendly.
The food was decent. The atmosphere was decent.
Yeah,
the atmosphere. But I like that the atmosphere was welcoming.
Was welcoming, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Because having kids there and still having COVID and you know, we had our masks
on. No pressures.
And it was in the projects.
And
we had a good time.
And still no pressure.
And we had a good time. Shout out to Will. His family gave us real love.
Yes.
Welcomes us with open arms.
Shout out to Cake Boss. Cake Boss. Shout out to Will. For getting a great Cake Boss cake. But they didn't invite us to the actual Cake Boss trip.
Hit it already.
You know what I'm saying? I love cake. I'm a fat boy who loves cake. And I love the chocolate fudge cake. It was so good.
So,
you know what's even better?
What was better?
What do you mean?
What was better? Like, what would be better than eating the cake?
What would be better is when someone, you're a close friend of yours, you consider a brother. Would invite you
here it comes
to Hoboken, New Jersey, to be able to pick out your own dream choice of brownies
or cookies
and black and white cookies and come with the magical kingdom of gallon of milk.
Wait a minute.
I want to pour the milk over my chest.
Wait a minute.
Over my jaw. Over
hey,
my
yo.
Chin.
Hey, yo.
And tell King Walls in the face, I want that cookie in my
mouth. Hey, yo.
Now. And so, that's a dream he took away from me. He took away that dream. So I still love you, Will.
Come get your cousin. Come get your cousin.
Anybody knows, I am the boss of cake.
Wait a
I just
minute.
Can't tell you why I'm the air.
Listen.
But I just said I've laid a snack it down on many cakes. Nice. On nice. And off the air.
Okay. Is he a different restaurant?
FBIG, Twitter, I dominated many cakes. All right. I got a good Yelp review on cakes. Okay. Have a good night on that one. America, Malik loves you.
Listen.
Are you going to play the game again?
Listen.
Remember, people.
No. I'm taking over this fucking damn thing.
Before you go take over. Remember, guys, Malik is for everybody.
Wait a minute.
For everybody. Thank you. I am
proud. Cut it.
Thank you.
Nobody gives two fucks about Link's four, okay?
I want to say.
No yeah. one gives two fucks.
The reason why
makes
you so great is I am for everybody.
No, some people don't like you.
That's fine, but I am here to serve all of you. Whether you're
wait a minute.
Whether
don't
you're
touch
white,
me.
Whether you hate me online or offline. Whether you hate me offline or online, I still love you.
Jesus Christ.
Whether you have to lie behind my back or lie in front of my face.
Wait a minute.
I'm
what?
Here to love you. I'm here to give you my service. I am a devoted.
What are you, Roman Reigns?
I'm here. I am the head of the table. I'm here to serve you people.
The IG, though.
Thank you. America, Nick loves you.
We already got a president. You can't be the president. We already got a president.
I'm the president.
Wait, 2024.
I am the president of the alternate universe.
Alternate universe? This ain't fucking DC.
Well, it should be.
So, what Link was explaining before he went on his little rant.
I love haters and all.
Will, our boy Will went to go get the cake boss, the cake for his daughter and cake boss in Jersey. And then again, why?
I'm legally allowed to be president. You'll be 35 up.
All right.
I have to be you'll be a resident of the US for 14 years.
That's right. I came on a boat.
Oh my God. He's not going for the president. He got to a scandal.
I'm gonna go back one more time. When I got on that boat,
Jesus
and I lost those Dominican sharks in the water.
Dominican sharks?
Fighting them all with plantain skin knives. Okay? I made shivs out of plantain skins. And my mother held me in her arms, barely. You know, she almost threw me into the ocean to feed to survive, but it's okay. She helped me, you know, and I appreciate her for that. I said to myself, I will become president one day because I'm here for all lovers and haters.
You never said you want to become president. What the hell is wrong with you?
I must have been drunk one time.
You was. You had to be. So moving forward,
but wait, I actually realized. You have to be a natural born citizen of the United States.
So you can't. Sorry.
I mean, I was naturally born when my dad put his penis in my mom.
Wait a minute.
But you've been a resident for 14 years.
Yes.
So, hypothetically, you could.
I mean, the semen was American.
He has too much scandals.
What American? Oh, I have a lot of scandals. Yeah. But hey, then I get this Trump.
Exactly. Yeah, but he has more money than you.
That's right, he does.
And he's white.
But look, I've done a lot with no money.
So, moving on.
I can fix the economy.
Fuck, I forgot the story. Well, in better news, Busta came out with an album. And I don't really like it that much. I think it's okay. I like
some of the songs. It felt like he was going for old school.
He does have old school. He has old school.
It was the second extinction album. He made the first one. Yeah. So it's kind of like a continuation of the first one, and he did some new.
Yeah, but he did it. He did what's good. Like, he was talking about Trump. He was saying the world's gonna be over and all that.
Yeah, he did all that pro black talk.
So. Yeah. Well, Busta, I'm not really a Busta Rhymes fan. I think he can rap, but it's like he's not for me, you know?
You know?
He can barely understand what they say sometimes.
And everybody knows, for those who fuck with K-Mon Chan, he's dead in Atlanta. He was shot 2 days ago.
Yeah, he was shot.
I don't know how much, but he's dead.
Yeah.
Good luck to him in the death
row. Good luck to him in his death row? What the fuck?
So he's dead.
Shout out to his family and friends. Sorry about your loss.
I only mention it because he's a hip-hop news.
And another hip hop news.
I mean, he's definitely hot. He hip, he hopped, and he's dead.
So wait a minute. You're going a little crazy right now.
No, I'm like Bill Maher in real time. I'm here to just savage talk.
So, a lot of things have happened. This month is the highest numbers of coronavirus right now.
It really is.
It is real high. And it doesn't feel like it, really, because I'm
so bad. I put a mask on my penis and on my face at the same time.
What?
Wait a minute.
I actually started wearing penis masks.
He started wearing condoms.
Because I heard that, I'm serious. You don't want to catch COVID through the penis hole.
I don't think you catch COVID in your penis.
Listen, I've been so protective of my face. I'm trying to make sure that my other face does that as well.
You have two faces? So you're a two-face, you're trying to tell me?
Hey.
Did you want a pizza? What the fuck am I going to do with this nigga link? The numbers has grown. We said it was going to happen because of the cold, but it's not cold. Today was almost 80 degrees today.
But, everybody's been gathering, the voting. Who knows what caused it?
Yeah, because that was crazy on yesterday, the whole week. And Times Square was fucking full of people.
They were wearing masks,
but you're still not 6 feet apart.
I mean, at least they were wearing masks. I like the Jewish people who don't wear masks.
Yeah, I think you cannot be talking about the Jews right now. We on like
iHeart. I said they can't wear masks.
No, they don't wear masks. And I can't. They don't wear it.
I just said they don't wear masks.
You said they can't.
I said they don't wear masks.
No, they don't choose to wear their masks.
That's fine.
So
I eat pig, but it's still bad for you.
Pig is good. It's bad for you, but it's good. But I think this is bad for you.
I just find it funny how they won't wear a mask to cover their face, but they won't wear condoms to cover their dicks, 3 inches long. But they should be wearing a hat to cover ugly ass curls everywhere.
Wait a minute. Any Jew people listen? I have nothing to do with this guy.
Like, I want to know, who cuts your hair?
And this is why Lincoln can't be president.
Yeah.
This is why.
Yeah.
I mean, if Trump did it, I can't.
He's white.
And he's rich.
And he's rich.
You're right.
So
I'm a Spanish and I'm a dick.
So really, yesterday we was in the Bronx and I went to Sabasura and it was so fucking packed in that restaurant.
People were eating in.
And that line was crazy just to get inside a restaurant.
And they were eating.
Yeah.
It looked normal. So I saw COVID in the air. Wow, that's so fast. I heard the whistle, COVID. I'm out.
And the economy is still not great. People are still waiting for these stimulus checks. People are waiting for all this, smoke in the air that things are going to get better. Dude, it took Obama for a while to get better.
I remember when this shit first hit in February, the whole so-called spread of the virus. And it was March when it started doing actual quarantine lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And then April, it became a real lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
We sent the same shit. People, we're in November now.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't gotten the slightest clue
mm-hmm.
that this is not going away tomorrow, COVID is like herpes.
Wait a minute.
It's going to be here for a while.
What?
So, Link. Stupid ass. I swear to God. So, yesterday, we went on an adventure. And then we came back and we watched AEW Full Gear.
awesome pay per view. For those who don't know about AEW, I'll let Dutch and Dan and Matt talk about it.
Well, first card was Kenny versus Adam Page.
Really? AKA the Hangman.
Hangman versus the Cleaner. Cleaner won the match. Great match. Great match. Second match was
Orange versus John Silver.
Oh, Orange Cassidy versus John Silver. We really didn't care about, but Orange won anyway. We knew Orange was gonna win.
Yeah.
Third match was the girl match, the women's match.
Women's match. That was
whatever her fat name, you know, Rosa versus Nia Rosa versus
Sheeta.
Sheeta won. Like, what's new? AEW, you need help with your women's wrestling, bro. You got wrestlers that's great.
It was very wack.
And it was so well boring. Then you had the match of the night. The Bucks versus FTR, a.k.a. D-A-Viral.
A.k.a. great tag team match.
Great tag team match. AKA, I love, and I told them, definitely the match of the fucking night. Match because
for real.
The match of the whole card, because they did old school. They did the Hardy moves. They were doing Steiner Brother moves. They did the Heart Foundation. The greatest tag team moves they were doing in that whole match. Shout out to the Bucks for finally winning the AEW tag team titles.
Also,
oh shit, Dan got something to say.
Darby Allin.
You say Usos?
Versus Cody.
We was gonna get to that.
I just wanted to say it.
Cody Rhodes, the TNT champion, versus Darby Allin. I told Dan, man, a couple of days, I said, he's gonna win, Dan. Darby's gonna win.
I know he's gonna win.
Because they're giving him too much push. And then they fought four times. This is the fourth time they're gonna fight. Bad ending to me. To me, it was a bad ending. I thought, you know, how Darby beat him was like they made Darby feel like he can't wrestle when he could wrestle. The kid could wrestle. But, you know, they made it dominant that Cody took more power and he didn't follow the game plan and he lost. New TNT champion, Darby Allin.
Oh, TNT, Darby Allin.
Damn, man, had to put the – Mr. Espinosa had to put that stamp for there.
I'm a huge Darby fan, so.
Yes. Link had no love for Darby Allin yesterday.
I don't have any love for an emo kid who spray paints his left chest and right left back of a fucking black tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out how long it was over a week ago.
This is his gimmick. That's what he is.
I hear you. The kid is wearing shorts with tights. I'm sorry, but
he's a skateboarder.
I hear you. There's no skating in it. There's a fucking wrestling match.
You gotta have a gimmick.
I do have to give credit. He has speed. He's acrobatic.
Yeah, he's real good.
He won the match somehow, and he got an ass destroyed by two big, huge people. Well, one guy like he was on steroids. What's his name?
Brian Cage, the Machine.
Instead of a comic book, he's like Mr. Fucking Bane himself.
Yeah, Brian Cage. He's on steroids. Definitely. That's Taz team, Team Taz. And then you have the match that I watched a little bit, but then it was like, Jericho versus MJF. That was a horrible match too.
That bad?
I think because Jericho matches are boring now because he can't wrestle no more. He's fat. He does one move now, and that's the Judas Effect. That's it. He don't do moonsaults no more off the top, off the springboard. He don't do the springboard moonsault.
I haven't seen him do the springboard
moonsault. Not AEW. He hasn't done it. I haven't seen him do it for a while. When he puts the Jericho on, when he puts the Lion Tamer on you, people get out of it. Like, bro.
MJF won.
He low blow cold. No, first it was funny because he did that Eddie Guerrero for a minute. He used to bat and act like
Jericho
hit him with the bat, but then when Jericho was explaining to the referee, he came behind Jericho and schoolboarded him, and 1-2-3, he pinned him. So now MJF and Wardlow are part of the Inner Circle. Another good match, because we didn't give him a shine. Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara.
That was a good match. Guevara versus Hardy.
It was good, but it had a little cartoonish a lot too much because you had the Hurricane, you had Gangrel coming in.
But that was Matt Hardy Foundation like always. It was always like this.
Yeah, I know.
Back in like 2017, 16 when he did it with Jeff, it was like that.
Yeah, but he didn't in the WWE. They didn't do it like that. They didn't have no other people. Who came out?
Jeff came out.
That's it.
Well, during they didn't have a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
but
you know,
exactly like that.
But you got to say what I'm trying to explain. AEW says, we're pro wrestling, Link. or pro wrestling. We're not entertainment.
I got you.
But you do everything that the big entertainments do.
I saw some of it last night.
You understand me? You do comedian stuff. Jericho.
I did enjoy it, though.
You did?
And it makes you want to check out the Wednesday Hour now.
Yeah, it's good. Sometimes AEW.
Hey, cool. I can see it.
The best match was the Bucks, Kenny. Best match, Bucks, Kenny. They got good matches and shit. So, moving on away from the wrestling thing, people, go check out AEW. It was a great pool. We got Survivor Series coming up for WWE. It looks like it's going to be a crazy Survivor Series.
And when is that taking place, Survivor Series?
I think the 23rd.
Thanksgiving?
I think it's after Thanksgiving, Thursday or Friday. So, yeah, Sunday probably. I think the 27th, maybe. 26, 27, around there.
Check it out.
Damn, man's checking in right now. We're going to go into that. But another thing is, like, sports, man, it's just we got football. You know, football right now, it's really entertainment football right now. I can't lie. Oh, shit. It's in 2 weeks. So Survivor Series is in 2 weeks.
So I'll be here this weekend.
Yeah, you'll be here. That'll be
watch it.
That'll be another episode of Talks with Dutch and Link Survivor Series episode. That's the name of the episode, Survivor Series, I guess. So
now, say weekend, we might be seeing a wrestler in person, right?
Huh?
Remember seeing the WrestleMania person?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like putting a damn man's business out there, but we got to put it out, I guess, because, you know, Link just opened his big mouth. So, if Dan Man does good in his glasses and grades, Dan will be going the 21st of a Saturday of November. We'll be going to see Jay White. A lot of people don't know who Jay White is. He is an underground wrestler. Underground wrestler. You gotta expand the ground for people.
His name is Jay and he's white.
Listen, so he's a great wrestler to me. I like him. But Dan Man, take it away with who Jay White is.
Yeah, he's your guy.
Jay White works in Japan.
Country?
With New Japan Pro Wrestling.
He's in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Was it New Japan?
It's a New Japan.
They move?
Yeah.
From Asia?
Go,
okay.
Go,
Dan. Breathe. Go,
he is the he's a former IWGP heavyweight champion.
Damn.
IWGP, which is the
Don't explain it. Keep on going.
I'm slow, so I know what that means.
Something wrestling grand.
We're not going for that. Go, keep on going. IWGP
Intercontinental Champion.
Yes.
Current holder of the G1 Climax briefcase. And currently the
Climax briefcase.
That's just like a porno. That's like a porno. Yeah.
When was the last time you had a Climax briefcase?
All the ladies are set for life.
I need one of those in my life.
A Climax briefcase.
What's it called? Like a vibrator lotion?
Is that a New Japan thing?
It's like the Money in the Bank for New Japan.
No, it's nothing like Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank is Money in the Bank.
You said Climax.
No, he said some international.
Climax.
Hold up. G1 International.
It's not like the
fancy Climax. Oh, so it's a G1 Climax briefcase.
G1, how fancy.
I know what G1 is because that's what they do the tournament for the G1.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then he's also currently in the Bullet Club.
So he's the leader of the Bullet Club now.
So sweet.
So we got to go with our Bullet Club shirts then.
My mind's in the closet somewhere.
Yeah, mine is always around. I got like five.
I think I usually used to wipe my nuts a couple days ago.
Wait a minute. So.
You know what I'm
What? Same day, Brian Cage and EC3 are going to be there.
I really don't care about Brian Cage, but EC3, definitely. I might have to have more money in my pocket to see EC3, maybe.
Probably seem like walk past.
Yeah. So
hey, what's up?
We're gonna wrestle in the universe. I don't know if it's in Queens, but we're going to
Queens.
That's it. No more details. I don't want to bother you. Y'all invited. We're just telling them we're going.
No, but there's two of them. So there's one in
Comac
and Long Island.
You Google it. They can find out where to go.
And so we're gonna go there, and then we're gonna go see Jay White if Danny gets his grades up and everything's good. Now, my other thing is, how can you? Not you personally. But a kid fail class when they're in the fucking class at their home. Explain that to me.
Well, it's pretty simple. First of all, your name is Dan.
Wait a minute. We didn't even say dang.
I didn't say.
We didn't even say Espinosa. We just gave it a topic out there.
And, yeah, the last name is Espinosa. And you reside somewhere in the Long Island district.
The district of Long Island. What is this?
And you are failing because.
We didn't say he was failing.
You need Jesus.
We didn't say he was failing. We saying.
Okay, all jokes aside, I don't think anyone in their right mind
should be failing.
Should be failing any type of at home learning.
Well, as someone who's in
at home classes, learning, you should not be failing.
As someone who's on online classes,
you should not be failing.
A lot of the teachers, either one, give in too much work, two, and have due date too early.
You have nothing to do at home.
There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. Where's the excuse?
Or the teacher doesn't respond to emails.
I hear you.
Who can't and at the end like.
All right, so we're gonna blame Google Classroom and all. We're gonna blame the educational structure. All right, people.
These kids always find a way to blame something.
I want
to
blame Trump for the reason why we have COVID and why our kids are failing in class. Let's just do that right now. No, Dan. If you are failing the ability to just do basic comprehension, paperwork,
hold on,
watch videos,
hold on, I've seen his class fail because of internet and his teacher's internet.
That's different.
That shit is funny as fuck.
Server issue.
That is funny as fuck. You at home and you teaching from home, yeah. And you literally got 12 kids on the computer, and out of nowhere your lights come off or you just lose internet.
I mean,
that happened in class.
I just want to say. You should call your local Con Ed representative.
Yes.
You know, if you have Altice One or whatever your internet service is, I think, you know, if you're still using Net Zero Platinum, there's something wrong with you.
Who the fuck uses Net Zero?
If you're using AOL Mail, shoot yourself.
Who the fuck's using that?
Even yesterday, someone I know close to me had AOL Mail. All right?
Oh, yeah, so
that's embarrassing.
No, right. but Marco has it too. He uses AOL.
Get the fuck out. He
got Gmail. He got everything, but he uses AOL still.
That's not even third world service. That's 22nd world service. Okay? There's nothing wrong with you, okay? If your internet is slower than a camel's step forward,
wait a minute.
There's something wrong with you.
Wait a minute.
There's something wrong with you, man.
If
it takes you 3 hours to upload a YouTube video,
wait a minute.
You gotta pray that a lot. You gotta change gods. So
listen,
you?
Listen. So
if it takes you more than 2 days to download a game.
My man, if it takes you more than 10 minutes to send me a PDF attachment through an email, something wrong with you.
All right.
If
so,
your video is buffering every 5 minutes.
Shut up.
If
who
your
cares?
Lights go out while you're teaching, shoot yourself. Okay? As a principal, I'm gonna drive to your fucking house. I'm gonna say, why is he using a 56K modem? Why is he using a Pentium 2? Why you have a compact Rosario laptop?
Yo, you're literally fucking with these people's head. They don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is you got some 25-year-old computer parts in your house, okay? When you motherfuckers aren't even born yet, okay? They didn't even have 3G. This nigga had the letter E.
E.
All right?
E. Yes, E.
Fuck out of here. He had Edge.
So, that's saying, that's the only way, like, okay, I understand what Dan Man is saying that, yes, Mr. Spinoza is saying that, you know, some teachers are hard to get with, but you got to keep on effort. And then you got to go to your parents. You can't keep it to yourself. Go to your parents and be like, Mom, Dad, this is going on. You know? There's no way to be failing what's going on in the easiest school ever.
That's true.
Moving on. Because this shit is just stupid. Moving on. And I had a topic in my head and just fucking left. So, what I'm saying
you
is...
That's the DSL server, see? You got to update your data. I'm telling you. You got that 5G or something. 4G, bro.
What it is like, it just, kids have to understand. It's not only that, it's a lot of kids I know that are failing classes.
Well, you know what it is too, and I'm just getting real serious again, not to a main point. It's also, when you're in a classroom, setting.
Yeah.
So it's, learning is more profused. You're really forced to really feel like you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
So the setting, the environment, the mood is different.
So when you home in your boxes or your pajamas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm over here sitting here with my Hello Kitty shirt and my pajama shorts. You know what I'm saying? I like balls in my face.
Cut that clip out,
right?
Post that somewhere.
And then I'm over here with my dial-up connection and I'm trying to do a homework assignment. You know, while listening to Barry White music, it's hard to focus.
Who the fuck is listening to Barry White?
That's me right there.
With Hello Kitty shirt on?
Weird like that.
You can have a Hello Kitty shirt on.
Yes, Hello Kitty, super tight. I want to feel the brr on my skin.
Wait a minute, Dan, hit it, Dan. Hit it.
You don't have to hit anymore.
Hey, yo, to Max.
Hey, yo! So, wait a minute. Serious news.
Oh, no.
A big shout out to our Destiny brother, High Life, aka Angel. He just had a baby boy. Shout out to him for being there.
Anybody having babies? And I keep dodging them. Shout out, baby. Yeah!
I'm one and done, baby. One and done.
Every time I get
Nero
a baby possibility, I pull that kid out of battle war. Fuck that.
Wait a minute.
Nobody gonna be into that tonight.
So yeah, big shout out to High Life. He has other two kids, but he's a boy dad now. He's a boy dad. He was a girl dad. Now he's a boy dad.
Boy.
Shout out to a healthy 7-pound baby. Big shout out to him.
Yes.
Keep on moving. Yo, go check him out on his Instagram. What was his name? Scythe.
Scythe Official.
Official. Check him out there. Check out his clothing line, Eating Good Entertainment. You know, big shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to my man. We haven't heard him from ever. This episode never happened. Jay Light, motherfucker, where are you? Jay Light, where are you, bro?
He's a bunker song, bro.
Jay Light.
Drunk on Twisted Tees.
I don't know, bro. If you're listening to this episode, please find out what the fuck happened.
Let us know if your lights went out too, or your Google Glass is not working. Let us know.
Please.
Jay Light, you're more like Jay Dark right now.
Listen, blink twice, all right? Let me know your life.
Blinker.
So yeah, big things coming up next week. PlayStation 5, Xboxes.
Again, for the record, for those who are getting PS5 on Thursdays, shout out to you if I know you.
Hold on, let me introduce you.
I want your PS5.
But you're gonna get one.
I want it to open.
You're gonna get one.
And burn. I hope you're.
You got the money in the suitcase.
I hope Freddy Krueger comes out of your PS5 and goes in your dream.
Listen, I got you. It's Thursday. You got your Dominican suitcase ready. That's it. Have the Dominican suitcase.
If the transaction goes.
The transaction just sent to me.
If my Climax briefcase comes in. If I get the right briefcase with the Climax. I have a question for you. Why have to climb out of UK?
Oh, shit.
Is it multicolored? Or is it like one color only?
White. It's white. Oh, shit.
A white.
I want a picture of that white briefcase right now, man.
It will be on my lap 24/7.
So.
I happen to go to a girl and be like, you ever had a briefcase?
You ever had a Climax briefcase?
Imagine when they ask you, what's in the briefcase? I can only show you.
I can't show you. We're checking out this briefcase. Oh, it has the IWGB logo on it.
That's in red. That's a hot briefcase.
They probably have different briefcases all the time, every year.
Okay.
We just saw the Climax briefcase.
I'm trying to figure out how New Japan.
I would literally put Climax all over that briefcase. Right, the word Climax just going around that bitch.
I would come in Climax. I would
wait
come.
A minute.
And then And then, like, take come and freeze in the refrigerator.
So,
stiff.
Big.
Like glue.
Big news.
I put glitter on it and shit. Climax.
Big news coming up right now for all you people out there trying to get a PlayStation 5 and an Xbox. Walmart and Target will be having. Walmart's going to be having them on Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Well, on Tuesday. Walmart will be having Tuesday. Only one time? I thought it was five times. I got five times.
Xbox Series X's will be sold only at one time during the day.
Okay.
At noon. Xbox S's and X's.
Now, PlayStation 5's on Thursday the 12th are five times. You got 12 o'clock.
Let them go.
12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. That's it.
Target will have it. I think in the morning.
Target's going to have it at 10 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
You have to order it online to pick it up at the store. They're going to give you a pickup time. They're going to give you a little ticket, a little number time. It's going to come around 1.
Not just having to get a PS5 on itself. I'll be able to get my Series X. We'll be doing reviews after we get up, of course.
If my PlayStation 5 comes this week, coming up, because Amazon's saying it's coming.
All right.
So if it gets here, we definitely be doing reviews on PlayStation 5, how fast it's going.
Just hope your delivery service isn't like its teacher's internet service. It comes on time. It doesn't shut off.
Well, when you got the Climax briefcase, you always come on time.
You know, well, what your teacher was when Google Classroom went on, I would have been like, all you got to do is Google it.
Wait a minute. Savage!
No pun intended.
So, people, yes, there's ways to get the PlayStation 5 and Xbox. If you need Xbox Series S, holla at your boy. You got tomorrow. No one. If I don't get no offers tomorrow, I'm canceling because I don't need this shit. I don't even like Xbox.
Also, for ladies out there, if you want a PS5 for your future boyfriends or current boyfriends, you have a thing called Vagina. Very useful. It has a promo code inside. Wait, and it says, spread it and you get it. All right, thank you.
Oh, I like that. Spread it and get it. I should write that in a shirt or something. Spread
it. Out there. Also, if you're out there looking for Mission 5 money, Xbox Series X money, because you're trying to get it for your son or daughter, or you're trying to get it for yourself, there's people out there named Cougars, women who have money.
Hold on. Not only that.
Dry vagina.
Not only that.
Promo code.
Use your mouth.
Lick it. Stick it. Don't think about it twice. There you go.
And that was
welcome for the promo codes.
That was a promo code from Link. So yeah, so definitely that's coming up. That's gonna be a crazy week next week. I already feel it's gonna be a crazy week. I feel it. I just feel it's gonna be crazy.
Also, I'm gonna PS5 on Thursday. I'm gonna probably burn every Walmart in my area.
Oh shit! There's like three of them.
Target. Yeah.
So, all right. So that's what's going on with the gaming thing. And yo, another thing is. Fucking Spider-Man looks amazing, bro.
It does. Marvel Morales, bro.
Spider-Cat.
Now, I know I won't be finishing that game because I'm a busy man. No damn man will finish the game. Mr. Espinosa probably will finish the game before even Dean.
Damn the man will finish the game before he finishes the new Clash of Titans.
No, because it's going to be shut down if he don't do his work.
Granted, it did take me from, I believe, September to January to finish Spider-Man 1.
That long?
It took me that long.
Damn, I finished that shit like in 3 weeks, man.
How long it took you to be Fire Pro Wrestling?
Never. I didn't finish.
It's a waste of money. I'll tell you that now. How about Battlegrounds? Did you finish Battlegrounds?
I don't know.
He don't have time. But yeah, Saturday and Sunday off.
You open the plastic, you smell it, and that's it.
I was playing it. I've been far. I'm far in that shit. I got a character and everything in the bitch.
I had that problem too. I bought Mario for the Switch two months ago.
You haven't played it?
I finally played it the other day, last Sunday. I played the first stage for the 64 version. I got that one star. That's it. I went to sleep. I don't know. I feel like it was a 20-year-old game.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy old games like that no more.
I bought it for the nostalgia.
Yeah, I hear you. So, people.
Except when you're busting nuts. You just want to bust a nut. You
know? There's things in this world
that
you can still, COVID's still not holding you back to get a PlayStation 5. There's still ways to have a life, you know? And on that note, people, we are telling you out there to still be safe because the numbers are rising, like we said, are definitely fucking rising.
Wear your mask, Lysol you can.
Yeah.
Be distance, people you don't know about. And if you're having events, be mindful ahead of time.
I say 20 people, the most, 20
keep
people.
Keep it simple. Keep it light. People who want to see babies, take your COVID tests. You want to see family, be for yourself, your own health. You know, be mindful. Even at my job, we do protocol guidelines now. You just got to be mindful, guys, until things get better worldwide and cures start coming out maybe. Maybe we get a cure, who knows? We have to be mindful.
You know what I was saying earlier was like, the numbers are rising because it is that time of the year that families mostly come together.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is going to be a weird one this year.
Not really.
And Christmas.
We're good. It's your birthday. Anybody that don't know Link personally, his birthday is December 25th. Not the 6th, not the 4th, not the 7th, the 25th. He is Jesus' brother. All right?
Well, technically, I'm his third cousin. He doesn't like to hear that.
You don't like to hear it. Sorry, Jesus. If you're listening, my nigga, shout out to you. Walk on that water, nigga.
Yeah.
Walk on that water. But, yeah.
I did the water walk once, and then I dropped into the water.
So, yeah, people.
Apparently, there's a weight.
Get his birthday right. He takes all kind of gifts. He accepts all kind of fucking vouchers. We're taking all that shit.
You guys didn't hear what I said?
What did
you
say? I heard what you said.
I walked like Jesus one time.
And you went right through the water.
It was a weight balance issue.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
Fat fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? I'm talking about fat fucks, right? We gotta work out, you know. So you know, we're in our 30s. You know, I'm 260, and I don't want to be 260. I want to be 230.
I want to be 190.
I'm literally working out in my house day in and day out, but I'm only doing my weights, and that's only helping the arm. My arms are getting big, bigger.
Yeah, I'm eating better. I'm not working on that yet.
So I heard, you know, my sister-in-law goes to the gym, and it's open, and it's nice, and they got a protocol, so you can't be in the same. You can be one person here,
okay.
Another person there, like, shit like that. So I was like, okay, that's cool. I really personally, the only thing I would go to the gym for literally is just the treadmill.
I would go for
the, I like the treadmill.
Go on treadmill.
Yeah, I like the treadmill.
Personal fat.
Yeah.
You know, I also like to go to the massager. Prefer the ball massager.
The what?
The ball massager.
Is there ball massagers?
Yeah. What?
Wait a minute.
Well, what I like to do is, okay.
I don't want to know what you want
to
do.
I like to reverse sit on the chair.
Oh, so my
the
God.
The bottom part hits like
I am never going to sit on the massager after you.
All I know is mid-
I'm going before. Mid- I'm going before. Go before.
At 14th Street, before COVID hit, Mindy, I apologize to you.
Oh,
and
my
Nicole,
God.
And Nicole, I apologize to you as well. You call me reverse cowboy sitting on that chair, riding the ball area. I'm sorry.
Riding the
it
ball
felt so good on my lower back.
Can
my
showing? Is it showing?
And,
no.
I'm sorry that I left a little substance on the chair. Sorry about that. I got excited. And moral of the story is don't do what I do.
Nobody do what Link does. He drinks bath water. He rides ball massages backwards. Ladies and gentlemen,
you know, one day I'm gonna have a seat right after Phil. He's gonna call me and say, let me freely, by the way, you food, please
do it for free. I just want to take, I just want to, I just want to train. I just want to, I don't even know what the word is saying in this name.
Like, I didn't just,
get his
ass. Like, Link is a special motherfucker.
Another thing.
Psychological test.
I want to get some more things because more topics has to come out with you. We was too long. We're too long on the was on the wrestling. Was really long on the gamer. Fashion wise, the ones, the dark mocha ones came out and they sold out like that, bro.
I don't see why.
Me, I'm not understanding why are these regular sneakers. I call them regular sneakers. The ones are regular, bro.
The Royal Toes, I finally put them on Friday.
Yes.
Those are fire.
Okay.
I can see the Royal Toes selling. But these fucking mochas?
No, bro.
The reason why is because they look like the Travis Scott shoes.
I heard about that, too. A lot of people bought a lot of pink shoelaces and try to put it on and make it look like the Travis Scott sneakers, too.
I hate
people,
you.
They're not the Travis Scott sneakers. They're fucking the Jordan 1s, bro.
Oh, that's like me buying those mid-Jordan 1s and making it look like the Jordan 1s. They're not. But
people,
they look nice.
No, as me and Link said, we said this. We have said this. You guys are bored as fuck. You bots, you are bored as fuck. You're buying sneakers.
Lighter color.
You're buying sneakers that have no value. You making them have value by buying them fast, quick, boom, boom, boom. You make the value. Because after 2-3 weeks, those shit is dropping back to regular. So you niggas like you're doing the bots are making the value go high. And I understand it's a game, it's a hustle. Blah blah blah. Nigga.
It's time you put your penis in the ugly bitch. You give her value.
That is true.
And then
that
when
is
you pull
true.
Back, the value is still. It's like when you buy a new car.
Okay.
Once you drive it off the lot, half of that value is already gone.
Well, no, not really. No, it has to put miles.
Cars.
No, it has to put miles. You have to put miles on it first.
You say, when we drive off the lot, it loses its value. A little bit of it.
Everything loses the value. It's like when you put your brand new sneakers on. Once you put them
I'm
shits
just
on.
Saying, sometimes we overzealous.
Yes.
And we overhype certain things.
But fuck you, bots, because I ain't getting my Dracula sneakers because you bitch ass niggas. These fucking Air Trainers sold out in fucking 0.5 seconds, bro. Fuck you, bots. That's all I gotta say. Fuck the bots. In other news.
Very aggressive?
Yes. Pisses me off, bro.
You know, they have a hotline. For being such a...
You know what's crazy? We can't even talk about movies because there's no fucking movies coming out as good.
Well, I saw a trailer for the new movie with Ryan Reynolds.
What's it called?
He's in a video game. It's called Free Guy.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was at Comic-Con he did the thing for it.
Well, it had a new trailer came out.
Right.
It looks like a GTA 5 game.
Oh.
In a movie.
So it's a third person?
No, it has that feel. Like, it has that Rick and Ralph type feel.
Oh, okay.
Like, all
right.
It looks good.
Okay. Kind of like Pixels, but like...
Pixel, yeah.
Like better.
Right.
Got it. I understand. Like, Pixels.
How about a movie that is not new, but you saw recently?
Don't talk about the knock-knock shit.
Knock-knock. It was good.
Well, me and your father had a conversation in the car yesterday going back to this and going on about the knock-knock.
Let me introduce it first. I'm not talking about the movie. I just want to introduce it. So, people, we're talking about knock-knock that's on Netflix with Keanu Reeves. It was Brazilian. It was not made in the U.S. It came out in Brazil. So, then we finally got it now because it made in Brazil in 2015.
I saw it, actually.
But it came out this year.
Before.
This before?
This movie came out years ago.
It came out 2015.
I saw it then.
All right. Talk about Knock Knock.
So Knock Knock is based on the idea of infidelity and cheating.
Hold on. Cut it. It is the remake to the 1977 game movie Death Game.
I hear you.
Go.
All right. So Knock Knock basically is the story of Jay. So basically he's home.
What?
And two fine women come through the door. Wet. I offered them a towel. That's all I ever did. And they introduced me. End of the story.
That's not the end of the story.
And then I happen to have a kid. I happen to have a wife. All that good stuff.
Yeah. That is not the story. The way they seduced this man, the way they seduced Keanu Reeves, they gave this nigga a double blowjob.
I just want to say, for the record, Keanu Reeves, you took too long. I would have been fucked off. I think the moment they said
Uber, he had a wife and kids.
I would have fucked him while the Uber was coming. And then threw him in the Uber. He wasn't real savage.
He was scared.
I think I have like the worldwide record for pre-ordering Ubers. So I have two phones. And I pre-order Ubers in my sleep while you're looking at my phone.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I can backhand order an Uber right now.
Wait a minute. So you're talented like that.
I can do a Seth Curry to look behind the pass or Uber Express XL order on my phone.
Damn it. You got something to say, it looks like.
Knock knock Jay's dick.
Link's dick said was in the building. So if I didn't like the movie. It was supposed to be a thriller, and I felt like it took too long to go.
I think I watched it again tonight.
It was very suspenseful.
And as I was Keanu didn't do a good job as an actor. He looked too scared. He wasn't.
Yeah, I
don't know. I just feel
I would be like, oh.
And then when he smashed shorties, he was going ham on them when they came in the bathroom. Like, he didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck. So if you want to see Knock Knock, go check it out on Netflix. I'm not trying to support this shit. Fuck you. So
he did though. It said Netflix. There's a link.
He's
like saying, "I don't like Trump, but go vote for
him." Oh no!
He promoted it, but then he said
he didn't want. He said, "I don't like the new Busta Rhymes album, but it's on Spotify, iHeartRadio, by the way." It's like saying, "I don't like Paul Production Link. Every week I listen to that bean corny motherfucker. But by the way, if you want to listen to him, you want to give him a try, he's on Stitcher, Google Podcast.
That is a great way to promote, though.
Spotify,
definitely. Definitely.
Everything's on Anchor and Apple Podcasts.
Definitely.
He's been on my pussy a couple times.
Wait a minute. What the fuck, Link?
Hit it.
Hit the fucking button.
You broke my
cell phone. I got your logo bodega Sama? Right now.
You broke Savage. Nigga, shit don't work.
You broke the sound at all.
It doesn't want to work. Ladies and gentlemen, we had lost technical difficulty. We can't really use the button no more. The Savage button has just broke. I repeat, the Savage button has just broke. Link has just broke. The AO button is working perfectly, but the Savage button is not working right now. There we go. I think we got it back.
I want to give a shout out to my tech team. You know what I'm saying? Damn the man, I told you to get that monkey off your back and have him fix that soundboard. Good job, Evo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 25. You got anything else to say, you motherfuckers? No. I'm the CEO of the streets.
I don't know why we're all shocked. You motherfuckers know that when you put me on the air, like nothing should bother you. You should come with like a warning sign. I should be in my own booth. I stop on the show there in the classroom. I should have my own COVID glass shield, like Cartman.
Oh, that Cartman.
I should be in a straight jacket. I do not belong on a megaphone.
You do not belong on
a megaphone. Why am I here? Right, when we go outside, they're going to arrest me and put me back in the asylum. You know what I'm saying? I'm going back to Arkham Asylum. Okay?
You're Arkham Asylum.
Like, I'm like Joker's fucking best friend. Like, I'm fucking retarded.
He will kill you. He don't like nobody.
There's something wrong with me. I don't know what it is, okay? I lost screws. I don't know what happened. I got brain damage, like evidence says.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Retarded, people.
Link has problems. We know this. Okay. You should know this.
Dr. Phil has personally called me and said, I can't even help you. Bro. Steve Harvey was like, I'm praying for you.
Steve Harvey? What the fuck does Steve Harvey got to do with anything?
Oprah offered her Percocets to me.
She takes a Percocet?
Yes. She gave me 20 pills in a fucking bottle. They're unregistered. And I was like, yo, thanks.
I don't think we should be saying this on it.
I don't think you should be putting people's business out there.
I mean, we got iHeartRadio lawyers. It'll be all right.
Wait a minute.
I'm like Donald Trump. It's all rigged. This is not a leak. This is fake leak.
Oh, this is fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Fake news. In today's news, Link has lost his fucking mind. He went AWOL. So yeah, people, episode 25, we came, we saw, we conquered.
Well, I know I came.
Wait a minute, we came right now?
I mean, I was watching a video.
Right now, you just came.
Come get your pussy.
Wait. Did you just grab your Climax briefcase?
Is that I'm watching a clip of a new film called Midget in the Hood. When a black guy comes over and kidnaps a white midget clown face female.
Why is she a white in the hood?
I got a van. I didn't make the movie. All right? It was by Raw Productions. All right?
Raw Productions.
That's all I know.
So you coming on air right now?
I'm not coming on air. I already came.
On air.
I came. On air, between the air.
Wait a
minute.
Mid-air.
Like a Mid Jordan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dutch. Help my cousin, please. Send help, please.
I already know what's going to happen, but I had to run out.
I'm the CEO of the streets, the Billy with the beat, the man that y'all cannot defeat. Fucking quarantine, fucking corona, fuck Donald Trump. Talk to me nice, or don't say nothing at all. And you know what I got here? This nigga need a straight jacket. He drink your mama's bath water. He's coming on air. And here he is.
You know what it is. It's your boy, Link, a.k.a. the Savage, a.k.a. the... You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. I'm crazy. A.k.a. I'm like a nutty buddy. I taste good. I'm sloppy.
Oh,
lick
shit.
Your fingers, swipe.
You said a nutty
buddy. Smile at me because I'm nice.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You know what it is? It's the creeper in the streets.
The creeper in the streets?
The nigga you want to sweep.
The
man you want to post in between. Woo! You make on Facebook, IG, Twitter.
Five
you don't
stars.
Like me. You don't have to like me. Lurking in the story. Suck my dick twice. Lick it from the back. Suck it from the back. Jacket twice. Ah! It's your boy, Lee. AKA the Savage One.
Wait a minute.
No filter.
Cut his mic.
AKA.
Cut his mic.
AKA. You know what AKA stands for? Ain't no knowing always. Ayo to the max.
Yo. Ayo to the max.
Yeah.
Ayo to the max.
Ooh, yeah.
Ayo! And you know who we got? Mr. Espinosa.
I just can't get out of it. It's the sound guy, the tech guy, Mr. Know-It-All, Mr. Facts, sound guy.
Again?
I said sound guy.
He said sound guy twice. It's the second time.
I'm about to hump my laptop. Hurry up.
He's about to hump his laptop. Hurry up.
Damn, man. Damn,
yo, the singles are calling.
Silent,
the singles are calling.
And the Z.
I want to shout out my nutsack.
Thank you. Help me.
Climax, briefcase.
Ladies,
oh, I feel so good.
You can check us out on iHeartRadio,
iHeart,
Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Hop Hopper for my Indian people out
I
there.
Put the eye in your heart.
You already said.
And I Spotify this dude.
Wait a minute.
I'm walking away.
I'm walking away. I'm a hop your hopper.
And all streaming,
I'm a
in all major streaming platforms, we are on. If you see us on,
I have to put anchors on my nuts.
Shut up! If you see us on your Apple Music,
if you see us most wanted, it's not me.
Please give us a 5-star rating, comment, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like.
2-4-star rating.
If you think Link needs help, comment.
Also, by the way,
send the 1-800 number.
Look out for my Thanksgiving special. First time special scene at Pornhub. Shocking news. I'm telling you right now before we log off. I'm going to have my first scene right? It's called the Midget Bathtub Extravaganza. Extravaganza Midget Bathtub. I'm going to be sitting in a tub with a midget. She's going to be wearing the Link outfit for Zelda. And I'm going to have my clown face on, and we're going to make love in the bathwater, baby. It's going to be a lot of bubbles.
It's not even going to be bathwater. It's going to be gravy. Because it's Thanksgiving.
-5 stars! I love that gravy, especially so, down my face.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
I love, like, natural brown gravy, fresh from the ass.
Thank you so much for being with us. And if you can take this motherfucker more than I can, then it's fucking crazy, too.
You got to be away! Fuck you, Asylum! I'm not going nowhere!
Have a good night.
Help!